Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Now it's time for some film reviews. No film clips for either of our films this week, but we begin with Ad Astra. Electrical surges from outer space threaten the Earth. It's thought they're coming from a project sent into space years earlier, manned by Clifford McBride, played in the film by Tommy Lee Jones. His son, Roy, played by Brad Pitt, sets out to stop them and to see if his father is still alive. Now, that's the basic plot, without giving much of the game away. My views on this film are it was long, it was tedious, and it was incredibly boring. There are large chunks of this film where absolutely nothing happens. It bears some comparison for that with 2001, A Space Odyssey, where also large chunks of the film, you know, don't have much going on. And certain parts of the film, like the last 10 minutes, you wonder what on earth is going on at all. This film, though, I suppose some of the drama can be balletic. Some of the drama is slow burn. I spent most of my time in my cinema seat yawning my head off. I did go with someone who actually really enjoyed it. So it's a personal view. But I found Ad Astra to be just dull, 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 dull. You know, wait for it to come out on video so you can fast forward past the dull bits. The next film is Joker. Now, this is the story of Arthur Fleck. He lives with his mum and he works as a clown, but not very successfully. Having been robbed while out working as a clown, a fellow clown gives him a gun to protect himself. Arthur's life spirals out of control after this point, leading to the burying of his persona into that of the Joker. And the Joker in this film is played by Joaquin Phoenix. This film is excellent. It is a really good character study of an individual and how they can look and sound reasonably normal, but have a ton of problems that lead to them burying one persona inside another. It's got so many layers, you just have to see it. It's an incredible film with some incredible acting. And Joaquin Phoenix is the best at playing the Joker. It really is. It's a world away from other characterizations of the Joker, particularly Cesar Romero, who played the Joker in the Batman series, but then you wouldn't get anything that dark in a program squarely aimed at children. Other Jokers like Jack Nicholson, that was a sort of almost but not quite grown-up cartoon version, you know. Do you dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? This character doesn't. He dances down steps in the broad daylight. And it's a really good film. I would love to go and see it again. It's about 2 hours long. The same as Ad Astra, but the time passes quickly with Joker, whereas with Ad Astra, it just goes on and on and on, like Brad Pitt's journey to Neptune. It goes on and it's like it'll never damn well end. So, do go and see Joker, and if you like films with long, pregnant pauses and meaningful looks to camera, go and see Ad Astra. I can't say I'm in a hurry to watch it again, but, you know, knock yourself out if you do. And those are the films this week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.